Welcome to the Mind Your Leadership podcast. I'm Karen Tsuk. In this podcast, I will have conversations with thought leaders, CEOs, and managers from various organizations about leading mindfully. We will learn from experienced leaders how they implement mindful leadership in the day-to-day organizational culture, and we will gain tools and skills. So stay with us. Hello. Today, I will host Hinel Turner. Hinel is the Vice President of Content and Consulting at the All In Company and a certified HR professional passionate about finding creative solutions to help businesses succeed. Her extensive experience uniquely positions her to collaborate with entrepreneurs when it comes to recruiting, hiring, and retaining talented employees. Today, we will speak of what does it take to recruit the right people and create the right environment to engage the employees. So stay with us. Hinel, thank you for being us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
That's great. I'm looking forward. So, you know, you bring a lot of knowledge and experience working with leaders and companies, more than 200 businesses of varying sizes and industries about recruiting and retaining the right employees. So I want to hear from you, how does a business become the employee of choice? As we know, there's a lot of choice nowadays, and this is an interesting question to understand. How does an employee become this?
It's a great question. And, every employer wants to be the employer of choice, right? There's so much competition out there. There's so many people, there's so many businesses, looking to hire one person because, of course, a lot of people are kind of jumping ship and leaving jobs right now. So, to be the employer of choice, the first thing you need to understand as a business owner is what is it that you are looking for? So you really have to look in and complete and identify what your core values are so that you can start understanding what is it you're looking for in the people that you hire. And when you're looking for five-star employees, they like to see clarity, right? They want to be challenged. They like to look at and work with other people who know who know what's important to them, who are very clear about the tasks that this person's going to be responsible for. And so the more clear and transparent you can be about, what your core values are, what you're expecting of the job, what the atmosphere is like, then you're going to start attracting the right people who want to match that responsibility. And now, you are coming across very professional, very organized, and just to a job seeker, that's pretty impressive.
It's important. You're talking about actually alignment, and it's connect for me to mindful leadership, because once we are aligned with our value and we know exactly what we are looking for, we fine tune our path, our products, our values, so we can attract the right employees, right? Otherwise, if we don't know what's important for us, how can we find the right employers?
Exactly. And I mean, it's very similar, it's a professional matchmaking for the professional community, right? So like, if you think of the strongest relationships you have, for me, that's my spouse, right? So we had alignment at some point, right? We still do. We're both very aligned with our, being savers. We both wanted kids and to raise a family. Education is very important to us. We're both academics. So we have these areas, certain areas, not every single thing in the world, but there are areas, our core things of value that aligns us very well. And in an employer, in an employee relationship, you still need to have a core alignment. So if something like paying attention to detail, right, that is important to you as a business owner 100% of the time, you need that to be one of the core values in your organization. And you need every single person on your team to be aligned with paying attention to that detail. You know, otherwise it's going to upset you. The relationship's not going to work.
So you're talking about a crucial element that it's a transparent communication. So I really believe that communication is a crucial skill and element to create engaging environments and cultures. Because people, you know, there's not too much communicating. Even now in the hybrid workplaces, we need to communicate more than we used to. So it's even over-communicate, it's better than not communicating, right? What do you think about it?
Yeah, I agree. Because right now we have so many businesses and so many like workplace environments that have transitioned into a hybrid type work area or a work from home completely situation. But the people in the organization, whether it's somebody who has just joined your organization or someone who's been with you on your team for years and years, they still need support and guidance from the management team and from the business owner. And there still needs to be that visibility and that communication. And so now we have to, you know, we should be starting to shift our thinking to see, okay, how can we effectively, you know, train our new hires? How can we effectively welcome people into the organization? So, you know, traditionally, like I had a client who was onboarding two or three people and they're 100% virtual. And, you know, so we talked about, why don't we send everybody on your team a, you know, $20 DoorDash or $20 food delivery service gift card. And then everybody can have a virtual welcome lunch together.
Nice. I right? like it.
So you can still incorporate the communication. You can still incorporate these elements into your onboarding process to make people feel welcome, heard, and appreciated. You just have to get a little bit creative with it.
And a lot of connection, right? Because usually now when we recruit employees that don't see each other, I hear about people that started a new job and they didn't meet their colleagues like for 6 months. And the fact that you connect them via Zoom and create this informal meetings and great creative onboarding process, people will be connected. And I think it's a crucial path in the employees' cycle, right? The onboarding, because if they come to a place that they don't feel appreciated and connected and seen, I really don't think they will want to stay there. So it's a crucial part in the cycle of the employer.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, someone who you've made the alignment and someone has accepted your job offer, and now you need to continue to wow them by creating an exceptional onboarding experience. You need to create an onboarding experience that your employee, you know, goes and tells their spouse about. When you tell loved ones about great things in your life, that means it was really impactful for you. So if someone tells me a story and I laugh, I just want to go and tell my husband about it because it was just that funny. And I just want to share that with him. So if I get a new hire welcome kit, right? So we work with our clients to help them develop new hire welcome kit. And it's a big basket of fun stuff, like branded things and, you know, books that we find valuable, pencils, like just kind of everything that makes sense for that organization and that new hire. Mm-hmm. And I take a picture of it and I post it. You know, I just think it's so cool. And that is the kind of experience you want to create for your new hire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think at the end of the day, people really want to be seen in the workplace and to feel connected and to bring their whole self to the workplace. And once you do it, you're actually enabling them and inviting them to bring their whole self and to connect in a deeper level. And I think this is a crucial element of creating the right cultures nowadays and making people want to be part of your organizations.
In some respect, we've always been conditioned to, you know, when we were kids, we're being selected for a team. You know, we get to be part of a class. We get to go to a school. Well, what about as adults? We're just looking for another community to be part of. We have a community. We have a connection in our home. We have a community and a connection with our family. So what's the next community and connection that we can find? Well, it's in our workplace. So we're just looking for for that connection. And I was, you know, I was working on some employee engagement surveys. And a good question to ask is, you know, do you have a best friend at work? And people are more likely to stay with an organization if they have a best friend at work.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, you know.
Doesn't it?
I just issued an article writing about the new workplace as a community, because at the end of the day, we really look, most of the waking hours were in the work, right? In the workplace. So it's, in the past, it was going to work for survival mode and for the check pay at the end of the month, but it's not the case anymore. We are going for fulfillment, for meaningfulness. And we are, most of the day we are there. So we want to feel meaningful. And how do we feel meaning? By connecting to a higher purpose, something bigger than ourselves and to other people, right? So this is part of it. Community, connection, create meaning, feeling part of something bigger than ourselves. So it's really crucial today. It's not only going for the money at the end of the month. So
right.
So what are candidates looking for the future employer? What do you see in the field?
Yeah, so, you know, similar to kind of what we're discussing now is I think people are looking for that community. And I think they do want to form those relationships and have that best friend at work. And they also want to be, I think they're being more selective now, where, you know, they really want to be enjoying their work. People are realizing, I think now more than ever, that this is time away from my family, my life. We all know time is limited. So I want to make sure I want to spend my time doing things I enjoy. So if you can create that joy and that fulfillment in your workplace, you're going to be retaining employees. And that's so difficult to do right now. And that's the question people ask all the time is how can I keep the employees that I have?
How to retain? Yes, I think this is the most challenging thing for leaders nowadays, to not only to recruit the right employees, but also to maintain them. And yes, it's what we talked about, creating connections, meaningful work, enjoying from the work. You know, I like the value, work hard, play hard.
Mm-hmm.
Invest yourself, but also enjoy what you're doing. Otherwise, you really won't want to invest so much in this company, in this time, because actually it's your time. It's our precious time. And think, this is what coronavirus transformation caused us to pause and ask ourselves really tough questions, right? Am I in the right place? Am I enjoying myself? Am I fulfilling myself? What I want to do, is it the right place for me? So I think this is a main struggle for leaders nowadays, to really create places that attract the right employees, but also retain them and maintain them. And what do you see in the recruiting process? What are beyond the community, what are the struggles that employees are going through in this process of looking for a new job?
Yeah, I mean, I think something that employees, from the employee side, I think people are struggling to get an accurate picture of what the job is. So, you know, they'll look for a job, and if you kind of just do a look right now on Indeed or any kind of job platform, you know, most of the job titles are all the same, right? So they're so similar. And it's difficult to get an accurate picture of what to expect. And especially people who are newer into the workforce, maybe they've never had a job before, and then they have to start this new job, this new career, and it's different from what they expected, because they weren't given a accurate picture of what to expect. And so, you know, you as the business owner, as the employer, you have to think about, well, what can I be doing in the recruitment process to help a candidate understand what it really is like to work here. So we help our clients design shadow days, right? Or shadow hours or whatever it is. And what that does is you have that candidate shadow or spend the day with the people in your workplace, and they get to experience what it's like to work there for a couple hours in the day. So that if they do decide that this is a match and there's an offer and an acceptance of work, they get a realistic picture of what to expect. Because if you start working somewhere, I can imagine somebody starts working and they said, oh, I can't do this all day. This is not what I expected. And that's not great for anybody.
So I love it. Actually, we offer a practice before they decide if they want to go on with this process in order to understand what does it mean. They are coming for a few hours to be present in the workplace and to feel the energy and to see what does it mean to work in this specific job. And then they can decide if it's with alignment with themselves, with their values. And
mm-hmm. Like we've had our clients tell us, you know, we did a shadow day and in our, you know, hiring process, the shadow day is towards the end. So it's just kind of your top candidates who go through this process. But we've had somebody, you know, filter out during a shadow day because they said, look, this is not for me. I can't do this all day. Great. I love it. Like, I would rather hear that now than after I bring you in and hire you on, right?
Yes, this is really crucial because you really invest a lot of effort and money and time, right, in recruiting the person. So it's better that he will see it before and won't join in and then starting to be really negative about the situation and leaving. So it's coming back to the beginning of a conversation that we talked about transparent communication. And I think it's also a crucial element because from my experience, a lot of organizations offer a specific job, but at the end of the day, there's a gap between what they talked about and what's happening in the day to day. And then people are starting to be frustrated, right? And this is also impact the culture because people are not happy with their jobs and they're starting to talk and don't feel well about it. So it's really crucial at the beginning of the process to be aligned. And again, going back to the alignment aspect, an alignment we're creating by transparent communication. And I also like the tips that you give right now, the process that you can, even at the end of the process, create real life experience that people can understand. What does it mean? What does these values mean? And what does the words mean? And how it resonates in the day to day? Because maybe someone says something and the employee doesn't understand exactly what does it mean. And he can feel it even beyond words. You know, I think also the experience and the feeling of the environment and the connection between people, it's crucial.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely, because we definitely want to fill that gap as much as we can. I mean, a lot of times when somebody is explaining what the job is or explaining the environment or the relationships, it's a lot. It still is different because I can describe one thing and you can describe the same thing differently. So we both have our different styles. So what is going to be the style of your new hire and how will they interpret the same work? So let's not, you know, waste our time. Let's just have a shadow day and see if it's something you like, because every job is not for everybody. 5-star employees are going to be unique to your organization. I would not be a 5-star bookkeeper because I can't do numbers. I need to interact with people. So I would not be a 5-star employee if I was working as a bookkeeper. 100%. It's not my strong suit. I don't like numbers. But somebody who does like numbers, who gets excited when they're solving like math problems in their head, they're probably going to be, you know, pretty good at at working in the accounting field.
Uh-huh. That's right. So you need to understand who sits in front of you and what is strength and power and tailor a position for him. I think also a new thing nowadays, you know, in the past, we mainly had the organization offering a job description and looking for the right employee come to this job description. And I think today it's a little bit changing. Tell me how you see it. I think today if you see a talent employee that you want him to be part of your company, you tailor him the job. You're more agile and flexible in order to recruit him and maintain him in the company. What do you say about this?
I think what we're finding is that certain jobs still exist and, you know, there are specific skill sets, but sometimes you will come across a person and you will know that they are a great candidate and a great fit for you because your core values align. And so, you know, to your point, you're just looking for that right opportunity to see how you can invite them to join one of your organizations or a project that you have to work on. And so what we call that is who do you have on your virtual bench? So when you come across good people who are talented, what are you doing to keep in contact with them and to see if there is a future place for them in your organization or maybe in a future organization that you start? So we definitely, when we're recruiting, you really have to be creative and think about some out-of-the-box recruitment strategies to help find talent. And one of those strategies will be to look out for talented people when you're, you know, talking, meeting new people. I mean, I had a client who, you know, for years worked, just would go to the same gas station to get coffee. And he met somebody who was just amazing. And she seemed to really know stuff. And over the years, they kind of built a friendship, kind of a conversation and learn more about each other. And he had to hire a front desk person. And that is who he thought of. And so he kind of talked to her about it. And he ended up, you know, poaching her from that's gas station. So he had her essentially on her virtual bench. And she was a good fit from a skills standpoint too, but there was just not an opening at the time. So he kind of just like waited for that, right? Yeah. So you'll see, you never know.
Yeah, so I like it because they say keep an open mind and be open to new people. And if you see new people and that you really appreciate them, open your mind, even if you don't have a specific job description for him. Be in touch with them and think about it. And the right time will come and you will find a good fit for them. So it's not only being really specific and narrow sight looking for the job that we need, but also seeing the people that are around you, maybe they can bring something to the table that you didn't think of it, that you didn't think you need even, but then they can bring it and the company can get to another level. So this is, I really love it because I think this really great skill that we need nowadays to be open-minded, to be curious, to see around us beyond what we thought, not be really attached only to what we think and narrow-minded, but this curiosity and, you know, this, a word that I heard that I'm reading a book called Serendipity, that it talks about seeing the opportunity and being active in it. Part of it, it's part of getting out of our comfort zone, thinking wider, seeing a wider perspective. What do you see that leaders and managers are looking for nowadays in future employers? What are the crucial skills that they are looking?
Yeah, I mean, I think when people are hopefully looking, they're looking for five-star employees, and five-star employees are those who are, you know, supportive, who are flexible, who can listen actively and listen to their fellow team members. They're people who have an insatiable thirst for knowledge. So they want to do better themselves, right? And these are people who are proactive. I think they're looking for folks who are proactive and passionate.
Mm-hmm. So yes, I understand and can agree with you. At the end of the day, it's really the interconnection with other people, the ability to connect, to communicate, because it's really a crucial element nowadays to the social process, not only being professional at what I do, but much more beyond it, right? The ability to see other people, to see the broader picture, to be passionate, to learn, to adjust, to be able to learn, to be autodidactive, right? To learn new things, because we always need to change right now and to reinvent ourselves in our products and our services, right? So it's a crucial ability to be able to be flexible and agile. So I can really connect to it.
Right. And you need people, you know, people, employers are looking for people who can communicate, who are open to feedback. And it's all these different elements of that ideal employee. And it's not impossible. You just have to find the right people.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I really like it. Before we wrapping up the conversation, is there anything that I didn't ask you that you want to share with us?
You know, one tip I would share with employers out there who are recruiting right now is to think differently, to think outside the box and to sort of market your business, market yourself and market the position creatively. You can't just do one thing. You can't post the job on one job board and expect to find these five-star candidates. You need to do something a little differently, right? So maybe visit your your library, see if you can post there, maybe be a guest speaker at a school, maybe get involved with the community and see if you can find find people out there who are a good match for your organization and whose core values align with yours.
I love it. So you say find creative ways to meet people, to widen the scope, right? Of seeing, right, of meeting different people and not in the usual path that we go and recruit the employees. Yep. Inel, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it. I really believe that you gave a lot of experience and wisdom from your day-to-day and tips for others to implement. So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. If your listeners want to reach out to me, I'd be happy to connect with them. You can find me at 5staremployees.com. That's the number 5 and it's 5staremployees.com. And then we can put my email address in the show notes.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. You're invited to subscribe to our podcast in order to know when we upload a new episode and follow us on social media. Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care and bye-bye.